All right, episode 8. Welcome to Mr. Z and Fifth with your host,
Mr. Z.
And this is Fifth.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on? Today's topic, what our kids see.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure some people could read into that and know exactly what we mean by that. We mean like images, whether it be on TV or whether it be at home. I once said, I think in the last episode, I said, what you say is what you preach and what you do is what you teach. So we'll get into that. So,
yeah, man.
So how are things going with you today, Zach Kias?
Very good, man. I just want to give a, we just lost an icon in reggae music not too long ago, like maybe that's a few days ago. Frankie Paul, dancehall Frankie Paul, Lovers Rock Reggae, artists that came out in the late 70s, early 80s, and into early 90s. You know, he came up with songs like Sarah and Olivia, and well, Olivia was sung over, but his contribution to reggae will not be missed. He was great, man. And also condolences going out to the people in Manchester. I have some cousins out there. Manchester in England, London, England, that had the bombing, that the concert in Arena Grande.
Ariana Grande.
And they had so condolences go out to the people that lost their lives out there in London. Man, it's Manchester over there. So I had to reach out to my cousins and see if they were okay. They're doing okay. They're doing all right, man. It's just, we just got to be mindful of where we go now, and it's, things are different now. You know, we have it's crazy times we're living in. So that's where we got to be prayed up. And we gotta be mindful of what our kids are into, and we gotta be careful of what we do and where we go. We gotta inform our kids. So that's where the topic is on today, about what our kids watch. Serious topic.
Yeah. Wanna acknowledge real quick, even though we're not what you would call a daily news or current events type of show, but I just wanna acknowledge what happened. So a few days ago, we've had a situation in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the police officer, Betty Shelby, was acquitted of all, not guilty verdict of her killing unarmed black man, Terrence Crutcher.
Yes, I heard about that. Yeah, man.
So, you know, I want to say this. It seems like a lot of people, this is going to seem a little bit unfair, but I'm sorry, I gotta say this to wake some of y'all up in that city. Seems like a lot of y'all in Tulsa, Oklahoma forgot how evil white supremacy is. Don't know why. You need to be taught about Black Wall Street and the rest of the history around the nation. A lot of black folks in Tulsa, not all, but a lot of them were surprised. I was looking on social media.
They were surprised.
A lot of people were surprised she got off. And I've said to myself, have you guys been paying attention to what's going on in other places?
Oh, wow.
Have you guys been paying attention to Ferguson? Ferguson ain't that far away from Tulsa.
No.
About a couple hours, three to five. I mean, have y'all not been watching the news when you saw the cop get off for killing Eric Garner? I'm just saying, where y'all been?
I don't know why they're surprised, because...
Well, because I'm on social media, and a lot of black folks are saying, I'm going to leave Tulsa now. Really?
Wow.
Where is there in this nation or this world that you can move to where white supremacy doesn't have some type of control? You can't name Africa. Don't even name Africa. Don't you dare, people out there, because white supremacy runs Africa too. Do your knowledge, do your history, do your Googles, okay? You know, for those who don't know. But not to get on people from Tulsa too bad, I just want to say condolences to the family. You know, we still going to be fighting for justice for that family. It don't matter. No matter what that verdict said. What I don't like is the fact that I'm hearing that the people decided to hurry up and choose the verdict because they was tired and hungry.
What?
So I'm hearing that some of the jurors that were on this, that were on during the trial are saying that they regret their decision. Well, if you regret your decision, you should have at that time stood up and and handed it out properly like you should have.
Sure.
Because you were tired and hungry.
Oh my good!
I swear, man.
So they made the decision off of being because their belly was growling.
Yeah. Now I've heard of certain practices where that happens in during trials where, well, number one, you're supposed to be providing them food. I was under the impression that the jurors that it doesn't even come out of their pocket. I was under the impression that you feed them.
All right, there's a lunch break around that time.
But they actually pay for the food, not the actual jurors. The actual court itself, or whatever money or whatever there is supposed to actually pay to feed the jurors. The jurors are taking time out from their daily lives, whether it be work or anything else, because when you're called in for jury duty, you have to be there.
Yes.
Unless you have some type of excuse for an exemption.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even though you're paying them to be on trial for the days,
mm-hmm.
but come on now.
Because there's some because, oh, man.
You know, so, you know, that's what happened. So.
Wow, I never heard of, I never heard a case like that where they're hungry. Their bellies were hungry and they made a decision of, oh, man.
It's crazy.
Wow.
So I want to move on from that, but we definitely need to save that topic.
Yeah, we're going to save that
for
topic.
Another show and other things that have happened recently that we have been able to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
So, but. Let's go into what we're talking about today. So I'm going to start off by asking you a question, right?
Yeah.
So with all the things that we see going on, whether it be magazines,
mm-hmm.
TV,
mm-hmm.
movies,
mm-hmm.
all various forms of entertainment, mm-hmm. society,
mm-hmm.
The home, schools, because education has a lot to do with the so-called education that happens in these schools.
mm-hmm.
The thing is that as parents, we must be the gatekeepers of what our children take in.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I'm not a parent, but I'm just saying you are.
Yeah.
But I'm not a parent, but I'm just saying these are the things that no matter what is going on outside, whatever's going on in the home
mm-hmm.
should be the final word until they become grown. Because when you're raising children,
mm-hmm.
you know, they can't do for themselves up until the point you prepare them for the world when they become mm-hmm. adults.
Yep.
So what in the home says goes, you mm-hmm. see, you see what I'm saying? So I want to ask you, are the times now worse for raising kids these days, or is it the same?
I think, I'll be honest with you.
I'll pick a time period. I'm sorry to be specific. You was born when? You was born in the 70s, right?
Yeah, born in the 70s. Yeah.
Okay. Think about how you was raised and what you saw on TV and everything, and think about today. Things different from when you was growing up?
Much different. You see, when I used to watch TV,
mm-hmm.
when I was a little younger, coming to the U.S., I watching TV, relaxing, watching TV. It was a lot of programs I was on.
Right.
They had He-Man, they had the Transformers, they had G.I. Joe.
Yep.
You didn't see Images, and then on Saturdays you had Dungeons and Dragons, and then you would watch maybe some wrestling. And then you would watch maybe some Kung Fu, the driving movies.
That's true.
And then
some of that was coming up in my time too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you would choose what you watch, but when you turn the channels, you see Woody Woodpecker, you see Tom and Jerry, and it goes on, the Heckle and Jekyll, it goes on all this way back. I'm going way back then, Hanna-Barbera, that era.
Yeah.
So, and you look at that and you see, and there was no images that portrayed any, you know, demonic image. There was no demonic images. It was all, like straight, it was innocent, you know. I guess maybe because I was a kid, maybe I looked at it differently, but
it seemed
innocent. It seemed clean. You didn't have to worry about, oh wow, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that. Wow. And you had to, you know, my parents didn't really too much have to shun me from what was on the TV set at that time.
The climate was different.
It was different upbringing. I think people were more, especially Cartoon Network and certain medias were definitely more sensitive to children and more like see, being careful what they put on out there, like, you know, large up to Sesame Street, that is a learning tool, but also is an entertainment but learning tool for the kids coming up around that time too. Mr. Rogers, remember Mr. Rogers? Oh man,
watching Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, all that. When you're children, you just enjoy those programs and everything. But now you gotta be. Now it's YouTube. Now
you gotta what?
You can YouTube. Hello.
Yeah. I would say, and I'm gonna give it back to you just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree that you have to actually sit down with your kids and watch what they're watching these days?
Back
in the days. You probably you needed to do that, but you probably didn't necessarily need to do that as much.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice that you have to do that more so now because, like you just said, when you was a kid, things might have gone past your mind.
Right.
But if it was subliminal, it still got there.
Yeah.
I realized that when I was a kid, some of the things I grew up watching was some of the stuff that you're talking about, but a little after, because I was born in the late 80s.
Yeah.
So there were things that I saw as a kid. I didn't think much of it. Then I sat back and watched it now, and then I said, whoa, there were a lot of subliminal messages in what I was watching as a child. So would you say that there's more of a challenge now? Would you say that the when it comes to supervision, you have to be more alert? It's to the point where you have to actually watch it first.
Yes.
Before, I mean, per episode, whatever it is, per movie, before you even show your kids, because sometimes you know, you go out there, you sit them down, and then it comes on, you're like, whoa, or like you go to a movie, it's supposed to be a kid's movie, and then all of a sudden, something's being revealed in live action while you're watching a movie. So would you say that parents have to more so screen what their kids watch before they even let them view it?
Yes, I remember, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago, the first animated cartoon I watched was Transformers, and they only had one curse word throughout that whole entire movie. Now,
are you talking about the Transformers movie, the modern day one?
No, I'm talking about
the old ones.
The old animated cartoon.
Okay.
The very first Transformer cartoon movie when it came on big screen, the very first Transformer cartoon movie.
Okay.
And they only had one curse word in there, and everybody was shocked when one of the characters said the curse word.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, only one. Now, on YouTube, you gotta be kid, because YouTube is everybody access YouTube. Children access YouTube.
Let me guess who cursed. Was it Starscream?
it was a guy that
it was a guy. Okay, it wasn't a Decepticon. Autobot.
It was an Autobot. One of the human characters. That was hopped in Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me, it's, now you gotta be even mindful, because at one time I remember, one time my daughter was watching, what was the cartoon called again? She was watching an animated cartoon called, I forgot the name of that cartoon. Let me, if I could look it up, man. That cartoon, she was watching a cartoon, and it had, and we didn't know and he was DJing, but when he was DJing, she had on her headphones, but he was saying the F word over and over again while he was DJing on YouTube. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I trust cartoons on YouTube yet. Not
yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's properly screened yet.
Yeah. But so we had to get it to the kids. We had to get it to, YouTube Kids.
Yeah.
And but guess what? On YouTube Kids, had a little explicit
See?
Language too that was See? Slipped out too, and I was like, oh man, now we gotta watch that too,
because I don't trust that it's filtered that good yet. I think that's my opinion is, I don't think YouTube Kids programming is filtered to the point where something like that can't slip through, because YouTube is not an actual television network that has to go forth to the FCC. You see what I'm saying? FCC, Federal Communications Commission, I think that's what FCC is called. So as with YouTube, it could be anything independent. So anybody can make something and put it up, you know, like us.
Yeah.
So I don't think YouTube, that's just my personal opinion. But back to what you were saying.
Yeah, but they watch it. Kids, I noticed that kids, these days, when I have young kids, these days they like getting on the tablet more than, they like getting on their tablets more than watching TV itself. Cause they can, you can actually control what you watch on, YouTube, on, the tablets, where back then, they didn't have no, back then growing up in the '80s, they had no tablets. They had no tablet, computer tablets that you could just, or YouTube, that you could just choose any cartoon you want to watch.
Yeah, that's today's time.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah, so back then.
70s, 80s, 90s, all that didn't exist.
Yet. That didn't exist yet. So you had to, whatever's on TV, you had to watch.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, now we have to even be more mindful and more careful what our kids are plugging them into because now, cause like you said before, it's not filtered. So now it's all, they can throw anything on there. Now they have a thing called Kids Bop. Kids Bop is a, it's a music videos with children sing along. They sing along. Now my daughter,
if you shop at Toys R Us, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, my daughter, my son, he don't really care for it, but my daughter, she loves Kids Bop, man. They sing all the pop songs and they sing all the pop songs. So one day she's listening to what's the brother's name again?
I got a story. Go ahead. I got a story to tell right after you.
Yeah, man. One of the guys, famous singers. I'm trying to see what's his name, man. One of the famous singers of today. He looks Latino, but he sings with a, he has a pop kind of feel to him. I forgot his name though. I really forgot his name and everything. But anyway, so she's singing along with the song, but the song has like some kind of provocative kind of words in it, singing, that's kids her age shouldn't be listening to. So I had to block her. I had to say, you can't listen to that. He said, Mom, there's a clean version to it though. I said, no, some of these songs are, she said, I don't want to listen to gospel. I said, why? Gospel got some nice songs. That, no, I don't really like it. These songs are more. Everybody likes it. All the kids like these songs. I know all the kids like these songs. But these songs, the parents don't. I gotta be mindful of what you listen to, and I gotta be mindful of what you tune into and what you listen to. So yeah, you can't. I know she likes the Rihanna, singing. They have Rihanna and Kids Bop. The Rihanna songs.
Okay.
Yeah, and she likes that.
yeah, but what songs are they picking from Rihanna? Because that's what I question. Because let me
work. I don't know the one. I don't know the songs.
That shouldn't be Kids Bop.
Yeah, I don't listen to the songs. But
I used to work at Toys R Us a while back for a short period of time, very short period of time, mm-hmm. long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and I heard a Kids Bop. I don't know if it's actually Kids Bop themselves as far as the company, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard a kid's voice version of Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. I wonder how that sounded. I never heard that song, man. No.
Son.
Yeah.
What the heck? That song is about a breakup. Why?
Oh, kids. A kid's version?
Yeah.
What? Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't understand that. Like, I'm hearing, I mean, I couldn't understand if there was a Kids Bop version to Pharrell's Happy. That's what mm-hmm. I'm saying. When it comes to Rihanna, what song, if it's Pondy River, Pondy Replay. Pondy River's Pondy, Elephant Man. But
Pondy Replay?
If it's Pondy Replay, okay, maybe. But if it's a Kids Bop version to Cake, Rihanna.
Oh, wow.
How
does that sound? Okay. Oh my gosh. Wow, man. I'm
like, that wouldn't I'm be sorry, like man. Like if it's mm-hmm. a Kids Bop version of SOS, like that's mm-hmm. not that's
oh not. Yeah, that SOS. What does that sound
like? The SOS means someone help me. It's not healthy to help me feel this way. I don't know. I don't even.
She was singing. Yeah,
but
she
if
was
there was a kid, it, if there was a, yeah, I didn't sound right singing that just now. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you an example, but you can't have a Kids Bop version to what's that song she got?
She got a work.
B better have my money. Can you imagine?
I can imagine that one. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yo, could you imagine that, yo?
And there's another song that she likes that I noticed that she likes singing.
Oh
man. Shireen Head Ed.
Who?
What do you think? The Shape of Your Body.
Oh, you talking about Ed Sheeran?
There's a
Kidz Bop version of Ed Sheeran.
There is a Kidz Bop version of that. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, and I said, what do you know about that? I said, what do you know about you, I Love Your Shape? What do you know about that song?
That's inappropriate.
And I said, it's on Kidz Bop. I said, that's on Kidz Bop.
Nah, that's inappropriate.
How's that on Kidz Bop? I'm like, you know,
that wouldn't fly.
I don't understand how that's on Kidz Bop though. But anyway, you know.
Yeah, but songs, I mean, right? So. Now, we talking about, right, so music, what you hear, what you see in here, even though the title's called What Our Kids See, but also what you hear, what kids hear. So, but that's just, now we just touched on TV music and movies. Yeah. Now, what about written? What about books? Even some of these kids' books you got to be careful with.
Oh, books. Yeah, man. Some of the books are, well, some of the books are adult, but,
You gotta be careful what you read to your kids. You opened up the book.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this is in here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think one cartoon book, and she, but I know, my son was asking me, he asked me a question. Like,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
He was asking me, like, I think his auntie bought him a Bible storybook, a cartoon Bible storybook. She was asking, he was asking me a question about, why they look like European or something like that. He was asking me, why everybody's white. And that's the images that they do. That's the images that they put in books, in Bible, cartoon books. You know, they don't like to put us in there so much. It's just what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very curious, man. He even asked me why Michael Jackson looks so white compared to this morning.
Son is just like you. Yo.
He's like, why does he look like that?
Yo, he's just like you, man.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's like, why does he look like that? I said, well, he had a skin disorder, and that's why Michael Jackson had to change his skin tone because he had a skin disorder. That's what I told him this morning. He asked me why, because he looked at different images of Michael Jackson.
Right, so, they saw him black.
Yeah,
and then he probably was like, dang, huh? Is that still him?
I mean, yeah, because I showed him Jackson 5, and I said, that's little Michael.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
And then he seen the picture of Michael later on, and then he seen different. Like 1997, 2007, how he looked, and then 2000, you know, then up
his
to
nose,
his nose, he's
his
like,
nose,
he's,
right?
And so Helene was laughing about how he looked. He said, "Why is he wearing lipstick?" I said, "No, it's just that day, you know, he had a skin disorder and he dyed his lips pink, red, you know, and he did that." So
wow.
He said, so she was wondering, hey, why.
If they saw Prince, they'd be asking about him too. They'd be like, yo, why man wearing heels?
No, only my son asked me about Prince. He was like, so daddy, why
is he wearing eyeshadow?
Why is he wearing his hair look like that? I said, well, that's just the way how he likes to dress.
Why is he wearing a blouse?
Yeah.
No, rest in peace to Prince. We're not.
Yeah,
I'm not clowning, but I'm just making a point.
Yeah, because kids are
certain
curious.
Things
yeah.
come into question. I understand kids are like sponges of knowledge. I mean, they'll soak up anything you tell them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to watch what you tell them, what you show them. You know,
man. They just watch a lot. They're just curious and everything. I know. The other day they were bopping to a song. I'm trying to think of the artist they were bopping to all the time. I got my kids. I forgot the name of the song, but they were playing it, and the kids were dancing to it. I don't know if it was it was not a reggae song. It was an artist with curly hair, short Puerto Rican guy with curly hair and everything. I'm trying to think of his name, but. Oh man! In the video, I had to say you can't watch that video. They had to watch the video too. They had the video on it too and everything. Yeah, man.
I would say for me, I was a different kind of kid. I grew up. Yeah, I saw a lot of kid stuff, but I saw a lot of mature stuff too. Stuff that I shouldn't have.
Yeah,
you know, I admit I was sneaking watching certain stuff. You know. So there were a lot of things I didn't understand coming up, but things that forced me to grow up early. Just stuff that I saw, and then stuff that I saw in my environment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have that too. Let's go to society now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, society has an influence on what our kids are taught in school and just general media. So now off the kids programming. Now in the media, there are things that are presented. There are things that are in school. Okay. There are things that your kids are going to come home. Here's the thing. There are things out there. I want to say to everybody, there are things out there that your kids are going to see that you have no knowledge of. And two things will happen. They'll either ask you about it or they'll ask somebody else about it. You need to teach them to always ask you, the parent, about it. Don't ask somebody else. No, take somebody else's word for gospel now, because then you mess around and then your kid says, yeah, I was told that this was supposed to be how it is. And then you be like, yo, who told you that? And then you got to find out who said that. If anything, you teach your kids that if you got any questions, no matter how crazy it is. One thing my mother taught me was, even if it's crazy, ask me. My mother kept it real with me growing up. Kept it real. I mean, she said stuff. Some other people would hear things she told me, my brother. They might be like, yo, ain't that a little bit too grown for his ears? But she knew that I would hear it in the streets.
Yes.
So she came to show. She spoke it to me first. Spoke it to me real. Anything about sex and all that, like, these are things that I was taught. She taught me that. I mean, she had it. I had to know. You know, and it was fun, and it worked. I came out well. I'm just, well, at least I think I did. So that's what I would say. So I'm pretty sure you encourage that, because like you said, your son asks you stuff, even though you might laugh at it, but it's real, and you give him the answers. But here's the thing. What if you can't give him the answer? Not every parent can give an answer to what's going on.
No, they can't.
That's hard.
No, they can't. No, they did.
And your kids expect you to have the answer.
And sometimes you got to say, it's time to go to bed now.
Well, you don't want to brush it off completely, but you do want to address it in a way.
Certain things on the programs.
Go ahead and say it.
Certain things on certain TV programs, you got to can expose the kids to.
Name the program if you need to.
Man, like.
Just name it.
Like Empire.
There you go. Great example.
Yeah.
What else?
Let them watch that. Housewives of Hollywood, I guess.
You mean those the reality shows?
Some of the reality shows. Yeah.
You mean like Housewives of Atlanta? Love and Hip Hop and all that stuff.
Love and Hip
Hop. Little kids shouldn't be watching
that
anyway.
Little kids should not be watching that. No. And what's the other one with Kerry Washington?
Scandal.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, and
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they can't be watching that.
Let me say something real quick about Scandal. I am glad that show is ending this year, because I'm tired of seeing Olivia Pope be a Negro bedwench for that president.
She's
a side chick, a side chick Negro bedwench.
That's what she is.
That's all she is on that show. I don't like that image.
I don't support that. No, I don't even like.
A lot of sisters watch that show, man.
They glue to it, and it gets ratings. You know, it gets ratings. This is going to show you where the minds, some people's minds are at, man. It gets ratings. You know?
Yeah,
a side piece. Come on.
She got to be? Let me just say this. It's some people are going to hear this. Oh, you just say that because she with a white man. No. Can you imagine if Scandal started how our White House used to look?
Wow.
Just not too long ago with President Obama and Michelle. Can you imagine a show where the president is black and Olivia Pope was white?
They probably would have took it right off, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, they wouldn't get no. It would have took it right off, man, because you know.
Yeah, we know the reason.
We know the reason.
We know the reason.
Yeah, but
could you imagine that? If a black president, if we had a show that was that, because Scandal is glorified, but can you imagine a show where a black president had a white side chick woman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you could you imagine that even that, first off, that wouldn't even, I bet you if that landed on somebody's doorstep, if that landed at a studio, they'd be like, no, we're not taking this.
No.
And they probably wouldn't even give them a reason. They would just say, we're not taking it. That's final.
They just say they're not taking it. We can't do nothing about it.
Can't do it. We're not doing it. We won't do it. Okay, so then why is scandal on air? You know why? Because they want to.
It's images. Traitor.
They want to show that.
Images and show that, and show that we can stoop low. Too.
Right.
Yes.
Now, yes, let me just get off of scandal because I'll save that for another topic.
That's another show, yeah.
But back to the whole children thing. So let me talk about, now let me tell you a story.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a lot of, I grew up watching a lot of Disney stuff, right? Little Mermaid, Lion King, my fave. What else? Beauty and the Beast. Like, these are things that I saw as a kid.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, watched it then, didn't think much of it. Watched it now. Alice, the old Alice in Wonderland, or there was a lot of subliminal messages in them, Aladdin. A lot of subliminal messages.
Wizard of Oz?
A lot of subliminal messages that encourage, I would say, of a sexual nature.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a scene in The Lion King, and you could YouTube this. Mufasa he's having a vision of his father in the clouds. I'm sorry, Simba. When Simba's grown, he's having an image of Mufasa, his father.
Mufasa, wow.
In the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
When Simba, he's on like a cliff or something like that. Simba gasps for air. He kind of blows out air into the cloud. In the cloud, if you slow the frames down, the cloud forms out in the clouds the word sex. But it's really quick. Yeah, it's really quick. And then it fades. Now, as a kid, I did not catch that. But there are things that subliminal messages get to your subconscious. There are things that go there. You're not sure why it's there, but it's in your head. And you can't unsee certain things. That's if you catch it. Now, when you do it with kids, it's easy to let it go. Kids don't know what that is. They don't know what that is. Adults, well, a little more alert. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A little more observant. Mm-hmm. So there are things that we'll probably be willing to catch. You know, that we may be able to catch. That's a better word for me to say. Now, that's dangerous. Okay? That's dangerous. Now, I'm sure if you go back and you watch... You said you watched who coming up? You said you watched. You talk about Transformers. You said RoboCop, right?
Transformers.
But you said He-Man, She-Ra, and all that, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you go back and watch maybe an episode of Scooby-Doo or an episode of the Looney Tunes or whatever, I'm pretty sure you might catch something that's subliminal now that you probably miss. Like, for instance, think of this. What kind of, you know who Pepe Le Pew is?
Oh, yeah, Pepe Le Pew, the skunk, yeah.
What does Pepe Le Pew remind you of?
Well, Pepe Le Pew used to always try to make love to that one cat.
Right.
Yeah.
But he was very persistent. Persistent. What do you think that encourages?
More like rape, almost. Like.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. He didn't let go of that cat. He was in love with that cat.
Well, he thought the cat was a skunk.
His whole,
he was a pervert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't let you go.
But that's for kids, though.
I can't let you go. Yeah.
You know, he was a stalker. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you didn't think about it. You didn't think about it when you were a kid.
No, you didn't when you was a kid.
It was cute to you. He's like, you know, he's just trying to get the girl. You know, that's it. You know, you didn't think about it like that.
Now, how about Elmer Fudd? How about Daffy Duck's character? Him chasing Bugs Bunny, but then you had Daffy. What did Daffy remind you of?
Daffy Duck.
And you know what? This is going to sound off. Growing up, I loved Daffy.
Daffy Duck was like a black duck. Daffy Duck was...
He was a metaphor for a black man, you would say?
Daffy Duck with the spitness. He had
a speech impediment. Which I don't understand that.
And he spit when he spoke, too. Let me see.
Yes, he did. And he was the only black duck.
Yeah.
Out of all of the ducks that we see... Mm-hmm. He was the only black duck in the show.
Yeah.
But he was a fan favorite.
Yes. Yeah.
You would say that he was number two of the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the image of Looney Tunes is Bugs Bunny and Daffy. That's true,
Daffy,
right?
Yeah, Daffy
does. Also, Porky the Pig.
Porky Pig.
Fudd, Tasmanian Devil. Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, yeah.
And, you know, Foghorn Leghorn, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that big
guy. But, Marvin the Martian, but you would say that the main two is Bugs and Daffy. Daffy,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what did that... Daffy, you know, here's the thing about Elmer Fudd. You had a lot. Now we're getting to the racial part of it now, because there was a lot of racial stuff that happened in these cartoons.
Yeah, back then, yeah, yeah.
So you had old cartoons, I kid you not, and you have seen this, of minstrel show type cartoons where they portrayed the blacks in trees, and they had pink lips, very similar to the Amos and Andy impersonations.
Oh yeah, back then, yes, the cartoons look like that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now this is before both of us was born.
Yes.
But these are the things that exist in that ugly history of the early cartoons.
Yes.
Now I've heard that back in the days that Betty Boop was supposed to be a black woman. You know, look at the way Betty Boop is drawn.
Oh, Betty Boop. And then look at
the way Betty Boop is drawn.
The cartoon in the 1920s, right?
Yo, well, look at the way Betty Boop is drawn, though. Betty Boop is drawn. Betty Boop is drawn with hips, lips, and dips.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it real. Betty Boop is a full-figure woman.
Yeah.
She got short hair. She ain't got long hair. See? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Baby Boop got a big head. Yeah. Head is big than a mother, brother.
Big, but she was curvy.
Exactly.
Very
curvy. But
look
how she was dressed. Oh.
Yeah.
She was
kind
of scantily clad.
Yeah. She
especially
was
for that time.
At that time, she was scantily clad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See?
And she was an image. She was a cartoon image.
Yeah, she was.
A cartoon image. Yeah.
Some would say she had a, she was a particular symbolism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For beauty.
Yeah, but
look, I heard that Betty Boop was originally black and then they drew a white.
You serious?
That's what I heard. That probably ain't true, because when I think of the time, okay, right. So Betty and you know, the way Betty Boop was drawn. Betty Boop was drawn a certain way.
To me, growing up, and I looked at the Betty Boop as like a more like a It was like a sexy kind of cartoon image.
I would say that too.
Yeah.
But kids watch that.
Yeah, kids used to watch that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kids grew up to Betty Boop.
But yeah, back then, yeah.
Yeah, back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good Lord. I don't think that's probably fan art.
Yeah, that's fan art.
Zach
Kids
just showed me a picture on his phone of Betty Boop. But
yeah, exactly.
No, but I would say
Betty Boop. I had to look and say Betty Boop. Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you ask me, Betty Boop made it popular for Jessica Rabbit of Who Framed Roger Rabbit movie.
Oh, I remember Jessica Rabbit. Yeah. She was like a...
I saw that movie. You know, I probably wasn't supposed to see it, but Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I like that.
I just remember.
Yeah.
I just remember some of the Marvel comics, the women are like shaping crazy.
Now, you're right. So let's get into that. We're staying on topic as far as with the drawing.
Yeah.
So a lot of the older comics.
Yeah.
To be fair, a lot of comics are supposed to have an age kind of grading.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're right about the women drawn in DC and Marvel comics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy?
Yeah. There are pictures of Poison Ivy. There are pictures of Poison Ivy butt naked. Now, her parts are not showing. They're covered. But she ain't got no pants on. She ain't got no shirt on. She got leaves and stuff covering her body. I mean, good Lord. I mean, I'm an adult. And as an adult, I saw an old picture of old and present of Poison Ivy. And I looked at that and I said, dang.
Oh, Poison Ivy comics.
Yeah. For the character from, you know, Batman's villains. Okay, see? Now that's a modern. Yeah. Okay, what you show me is a modern picture.
Yeah.
Look up old pictures of Poison Ivy. Old pictures of Poison Ivy. If you look up some of the old pictures, I'm telling you, I saw an old comic. I don't know how old it was. Probably was 50s. Because DC's old. DC Comics is, DC was before Marvel. DC Comics is old.
Yeah, DC Comics is old. It's before Marvel, right?
Yeah, way before Marvel. Okay. Look up old pictures of Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy was, she was dang near bucket naked.
Yeah, Poison Ivy. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I would say to be fair, comics have an age thing. Like when it comes to music with profanity, you got the parental advisory sticker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So those things should be there. But at the time, do you know that a lot of parents was like, no, you can't read these comics because they're too mature for your age. We gotta wait till you get older.
Yes.
So you had a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's talk about this, and this is kind of unplanned. What about the emasculation of some of these things that you see in cartoons?
Well, certain images that kids watch, they look at it. I mean, kids, sometimes you got to be careful what your kids watch too, because the images that it's portrayed as, some of the images are sexual. Like, I found this out as an adult that they have cartoon porn. I didn't even know they had that.
Kids, that's definitely not for kids.
You know, and I didn't know that certain images of the cartoons, like that's why you have to put the kids to bed early too, because they have something called
Adult Swim. Yeah, that's more for mature.
You know, and I seen that, and I was like, oh, like the Boondocks. Kids shouldn't be watching the Boondocks.
Yeah, Boondocks.
You know, there's certain episodes that are funny in Boondocks, but kids shouldn't be watching the Boondocks.
I would say even, which is one of my favorites growing up, Dragon Ball Z. I would say even Dragon Ball Z and a lot of other anime cartoons that are mature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That little kids shouldn't be watching because they have what you call crude humor or something like that. Yeah. There's a particular name for it.
And the language sometimes too.
Language.
Certain languages, they pick it up and they say, and my boy be acting mean. He said a bad word.
Yeah.
He said a bad word.
Either he did a bad word or he did a bad thing. Like kids shouldn't be watching cartoons where they see murder.
Yes. 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 Yeah, it's true.
Like, I love, let's give a good comparison. Some of the old Spider-Man, some of the old Superman, Batman cartoons, there might have been the fighting, but they didn't kill anybody. You see them now, they get killed. But that's, like I said, that's for mature audience. This is why a lot of these things will make a more kiddy version,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll make a more mature version. Like, what's that called? Batman Brave and the Bold. That's more for like little kids.
Yeah.
But then if we're talking like Young Justice and Teen Titans, that's more for older audience.
I remember watching Spider-Man and the Amazing Friends back on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That was safe to watch.
Yeah. You know, they didn't kill anyone. It was like Spider-Man killed the Green Goblin and that was it. He went to jail. That was it. It was no killing.
Right.
No
there
murder.
Was no killing. There was
no murder. Right. Nobody got murdered. Like with splattered. You see blood, like in some of the cartoons. Like, psh, oh no.
Right.
They're
right.
shooting each other. Psh, psh, you right. know, certain cartoons I couldn't let the kids watch. Man, I said,
right. You didn't have guns.
Yeah.
And a lot of these old cartoons.
Nah, there's no guns in those cartoons, man. But
speaking of Boondocks, you definitely can't let your kids see Boondocks.
Oh no. They use profanity.
They can't watch South Park.
No,
they can't even watch Simpsons.
Not even the Simpsons. No,
Family Guy.
Family Guy or Cleveland.
Right, because
you can't watch Cleveland. Because
those are not cartoons. Those are just mature animation.
But it's mature animation.
But I think when kids, here's the thing: when you program kids to see animation as kids, they think all animation is for kids.
It's true. I
thought that growing up.
It's true.
I thought that.
It's true.
When I was a kid and Simpsons came on, I was right there. But then my mother was like, nope.
Yeah, see?
You ain't watching this.
Yep, because you know. No, because the theme song sounds friendly. The Simpsons,
right. But the content was mature.
Because when Bart got naked, they would go, you know, kids would go, ew.
Oh,
you ain't watching
that. That happened a couple of times.
Yeah, or Marjorie got you just trying to make love to
Homer.
They're like, oh no, you can't watch this. Oh no. Oh no, you can't watch that. Yeah,
yo, you're right about that. That did happen a lot on that show.
Yeah.
And that show came out, I think, in the late '80s. That show has been on for so long.
Yeah.
And I'm 30 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it came out like 86.
I was born 87. I was born 1987. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Simpsons been going on all this time, and they still don't let Maggie talk. I don't understand that. Bart, Lisa, and Maggie haven't grown.
Yeah, certain things that they got to be careful of, man. I know I be watching. The kids love getting on their tablets and putting on their headphones, man. And you got to watch what they look at, man. I know
But I know you have to intervene and say, look, this is entertainment, mm-hmm. but this is real. So I know you have to do that as a parent. And I'm sure a lot of parents out there go through that.
Yeah.
Can you by any chance give some type of advice?
Yeah, the good advice I could give is be mindful of what your kids watch and be careful be careful of their surroundings, but also be mindful of what they watch, because I know that so kids like certain things. They get a taste, like, you know, that they like, I know my son likes the Ninja Turtles, and I take him to karate and everything, so he believes that hitting people and kicking people you just get kick and hit anybody. No. Is a certain discipline you use. It's called self-defense. And, it's just a way of protecting yourself when you use martial arts and you're watching the Ninja Turtles. I know, certain songs on my daughter, she loves music, man. And I would tell the parents to listen, pay attention to Kids Bop and pay attention to what they watch on YouTube. And,
what they hear, because you got the music.
You know, discuss it that, you know, certain lyrics, be careful of the lyrics too. I know not every kid's like, listen, let's just face facts. Mm-hmm. We're Christians and kids like, kids don't like listening to adult gospel. They don't. You know, I know my daughter, she doesn't really, she's not attracted to it. They don't have gospel bop.
No,
but kids, they're not into the.
I don't know. They might.
They might. If I look into it, they might.
There might be some form of it.
There might be some form of it. Maybe it's not portrayed like it should be portrayed. But, but kids, kids, songs that are colorful. They love songs that are bopping and colorful, sing along kind of songs.
You know why Kids Bop is so popular? Kids relate to kids. So when a kid sees a kid in something
singing,
or
yeah.
hears a kid's voice, mm-hmm. kids can connect more with that. This is why we have to, this is why they like to use kids to push certain agendas. And that's what's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this, and I won't spend too much time on it. There was a particular thing on Disney. They've been talking about it for a long time, a particular cartoon, and then a cartoon that showed two men kissing.
Whoa!
Now the scene looked like a club scene.
Where did you see this, man? This is crazy.
Well, here's the thing.
What?
Two things I'm trying to figure out. Clubs are for adults. So why is a kid's cartoon showing something in a nightclub? Okay, that's one thing I'm getting out the way. Mm-hmm. And then you have the two males kissing. Now kids are gonna ask you that. Mm-hmm. Yo, I've seen you and mommy kiss, but I've never seen two men kiss. I'm saying this is what kids are going to ask.
Yes, yes.
And they should ask that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that whatever you teach your children is your business.
Mm-hmm.
Could you get any advice to parents out there that have to deal with that?
I know we're living in a society where everything is, you know, it's free, and you gotta be tolerant.
I don't want to put you on the spot. My
yeah,
bad. I'm just saying,
okay.
Like,
you gotta
just
be tolerant.
Just give a response.
So it's you know, you gotta teach your kids that, listen, this is what so and so they that's their business, and that's what they like,
right?
And you gotta say this is, but mommy, daddy also teaches that God, you know, he made man and woman, and right. they're man and woman supposed to be together, and this is what man and woman does, and we have kids, but also people have other decisions that they make, and they like, and they like what they like. They're adults now. And when you're adult, you can make your own decisions. When you get older, you can make your own decisions to like what you like. You know, and you got to teach your kids that when you're in my house, this is our rules, and this is my rules, and you're going to follow, this does say the Lord, you're going to follow what's under our roof. Right. But when you get a certain age, when you hit like the age of 18 and older, when you're under my roof, you will follow. But when you get older, and you can turn your own keys, like what Marisa telling me.
Right, then it's on you.
You can make the decision. I can't drag you to church.
No.
When you get an adult, I can take you now because you're a child.
Right.
But when you get older, you can make a decision whether you want to go or not. It's up to you.
And I stand with you on that one.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So whatever, like I said, parents and whatever y'all teach is y'all business. I mean, hey, we talk about, we talk about racism and all that, and people growing up with racism. Real talk. Hey, if you want to, you just may sound crazy, but if you have parents out there that, that teach, racism, that's their business.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, if you come and attack me and mine, then now it's our business. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm saying.
you can go ahead and teach it if you want, but then, come my way, you're going to catch these hands. That's all I'm saying.
You will not be like him. If you're a froggy, you're gonna leap.
That's all I'm saying. Whatever you teach your kids, wrong or right, you're responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
You better teach them what can happen to you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the consequences.
The consequences. Yeah, it's all about the consequences. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
the aftermath. That's right.
So we're gonna get it. I want to finish up on something before we finish the show.
Mm-hmm.
So. Excuse me. So, I've been kind of quiet with some of this stuff. I haven't really told too much about my views on this, but I would just say like this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that I have a problem with, when it comes to a lot of the things that kids are shown. I don't like that they use certain tactics that really should be for adults and then they market it to children. I don't like that.
There
are certain things that it's not fair. And then parents got it now. You know what a lot of things are?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a parent, but there's a lot of things I study. I'm an information gatherer. So there are things that I look into now before I even have kids so that I know that when I have kids, I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Number one, never lie to your kids. Keep it real with them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And kids are like this. If you promise kids one thing, they hold you to it.
They do. Not only do they, you're right. Not only do they hold you to it, but they'll do what you said.
Yeah.
And then now you can't say to them, oh, don't do that. Then they're going to be like, well, wait a minute. You just told me.
Mm-hmm.
Or you didn't tell it. There you go. There are things that happens
and one,
that you don't tell. And then because you refuse to tell it, now you got to deal with it when they get old.
No. One thing I have to bring up too. Be careful of where you put your kids in camp.
Thank you.
Be careful of where you bring your kids. They're vulnerable. Be careful of their surroundings. Be careful of the company that you bring your kids into. When you leave them and you go to work, or you leave them and you drop them off, and you drop them off to a camp, or you drop them off somewhere to a going away camp or a company. Like a sport team, be careful, be mindful of the adults there, because adults have a strong influence on kids, and whoever you leave your kids with is very important, because I've heard stories of molestation. I've heard stories of kids being touched. I heard stories of, I hear that. And one thing my wife, we don't believe in now is, let's say if it's family, we, they can sleep overnight. But other than that, if it's not family,
even you gotta watch it with family too.
You just said you gotta watch it with family too, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, you know what? You're right, man. Wait a minute. You said watch your family. That's that too.
I don't want to cut you off, but I don't want to cut you off, but I want to tell you that what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, so
I think we should save that for another show. But I am gonna let you finish what you're talking about, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we gotta be mindful of that. But also, one of the main important things to be careful of what your kids watch and see. What they see is what they portray. What they see, and you don't correct them, is what they portray. And that's the truth, man. I mean, I know my daughter, she likes bopping to Bruno Mars songs on Kids Bop. And Rihanna songs on Kids Bop and Ed Sherman song and this song, which I don't know why they made those kids songs Kids Bop, but anyway, you know, and they do.
Yeah, I think we're gonna add on in the what book. Our kids see and hear as a title, because we're talking about that.
Yeah, go ahead. So even the I know kids were liking certain like shows that they like on I know they were like a certain cartoons that they love, and I know my boy, you know, he's a Ninja Turtle fan, he's a PJ Maxx fan, so those coming on YouTube and everything, I like watching that on YouTube, and sometimes I be listening to them, would say what they're listening to, hear what they're tuning into, because like you said, on YouTube, they don't really scan it too much.
I don't think they're quite there yet. I don't want to throw YouTube totally under the bus, but I'm just saying, I don't think they're quite there yet as far as able to filter everything.
Nah, they don't, because dude was cursing like no tomorrow, you know, throw your blank in the air.
See, and that should have never came
through.
I had to
shut it down. See? One time we had to take away the YouTube and say, no, you can't watch the YouTube no more, because watching stuff that is adult and they're using profanity. We don't use profanity here, so we're not going to expose you to it.
Well, also, you have to admit that you don't have the time to take out and watch every YouTube thing. I'm pretty sure you don't have the time to do that.
No.
You know, it's hard when you got a family, but you're a working man.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, that's why it's a challenge with parents, because you have to raise the kids, work, and try to balance it all together. So it is a challenge, you know. So we're gonna wrap this up. I'm gonna let you start out with your final thought. Take as much time as you need.
Yeah, man. This was a very interesting topic, because sometimes you know, we're busy cooking, or we're busy in our own affairs sometimes, and your kids are sitting on with the headphones plugged to their ears, and they're watching the YouTube, and they could be watching all type of stuff. We could be watching all type of stuff, and we don't know. And sometimes we're so caught up into what we're doing. We're trying to get dinner together. We're trying to get our lives together. Some of us are at work, and some parents are at home. We're trying to clean this, we're trying to wash dishes, we're trying to do different things. And sometimes the kids can be, after homework, we check their homework, and they can be like, okay, this is my downtime. And they're watching all type of stuff on YouTube, and you don't know. Sometimes you don't catch on to it right away. Or I know sometimes my daughter, sometimes she sticks, these kids do this too. When you think they're sleeping, they're not. They're on YouTube, and they're on their headphones, and they watch it, and they're on their tablets, because remember, they have access to their tablets. We buy them tablets, and they be watching. Oh, you don't know what they're watching. Sometimes you're in a zone. You're in bed yourself.
Well, then
and you're sleeping, but sometimes you gotta. Sometimes I'm just saying. Sometimes if kids are underage, like mine are, you know, they're 9 and they're 5 years old, you can just go into the room and just take a peek. Say, you know, oh, you're not sleeping yet. What are you doing? Grab their tablet. Or sometimes you could just say this. Okay, time to put away the tablets. Plug the tablets. Charge the tablets up, like what I do. Charge the tablets up. Time to go to bed. Time to go to sleep. You know, I know sometimes you give your kids free time. You know, we're not living in an era of, okay, go out to play in the park now. Go out to play basketball. You know, things are crazy out there right now. So that's not promoted too much. Like, okay, now you know you finished doing your homework, now go ahead and play. Now, this is why we have after school centers and after school programs for the kids, because when parents are busy, they need the kids to be doing something constructive, something that the kids can can learn from after school. They can be able to edify their minds. But when they're home, you gotta be careful what they watch. You gotta be careful what they're viewing. They're not on TV, because remember, this is an era where that you ain't gotta get on TV. You can just go on your tablet. You can just go on your phones. Kids, my age and kids that are young have phones. They can get on their phones on YouTube and watch YouTube from their phones and the headphones, and again put on their plug up the earplugs, and that's it. You know, we're in a different era now, man. We're in a different time. There's no, okay, well, watch what they're watching on TV. They don't have to get on TV. There's tablets. There's phones. There's a lot of digitized stuff they can get on, you know, and they can just plug it right there. They can get stuff. They can be exposed to stuff like this right there. You know, much time my daughter came to me and I heard some words that she used. I'm like, where you learn that from? And then I had to like, I see where you learn it from. You learn it from Caillou. And Caillou on YouTube. Caillou's a cartoon on YouTube. You know, what happened to Little Bill? Caillou on YouTube. And then they just get on, you know, like a quarter with the DJ that was cursing on playing the music. The kids, Bob and he was cursing. I'm like, what? You gotta be kidding me. I can't believe it. Me and my wife, we looked at it. We was like, we gotta monitor you. We gotta watch what you see, because you never know what your kids are listening to. Because if you don't talk to your kids, if you're not into your kids' life, if you're not into your kids, meaning that you're not mindful of what they're watching, you're not mindful of what they're seeing. It could be a lot of information. They could be getting a lot of profanity and being exposed to a lot of stuff that you're not careful of, because you're busy with other things. Just be mindful of your kids and what they watch. That's my word to you people out there.
First, let me apologize. I didn't mean to cut in. I just heard something and I was about to respond, but that's your final thought. Sorry about that. So yeah, what I got to say very, very quickly, I don't have a lot to say on that. I don't have any kids, so I can't quite speak from that. I can only just speak on how I was brought up from that experience. So now, like I said earlier, because I need to refer to my opening, I guess you can call it an opening statement. As parents, as adults in society, it's a good way to say that, even if we don't have kids, but we look after kids in our family, kids in our neighborhood. We are the gatekeepers of the knowledge that goes to our children.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Because kids look to us for guidance. What I mean by us, I mean adults. They look to us for decision making. As parents, you're still responsible for the kids' lives. Not everybody chooses to be a role model, but you do have a role to play.
Mm-hmm.
In society, in this world. So, with that being said, if there's anything that you don't like that you see that's coming to your child, a child, you should be able to fight for it. Okay? Cut it off at the source. Zacchaeus, you mentioned going to your kid's room, but they don't expect it. Surprise them. Mm-hmm. You mess around and find them in their tablets. Mm-hmm. I would say from that point on, the tablet and any other various form of entertainment now has to be in your possession as the parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't going to be no sneaking, you know? So I definitely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I admit, as a kid, I snuck. You know, turn on, what is this? I want to know what this is. I did it as a kid. Mm-hmm. I was a curious kid. A lot of kids are curious. All kids are curious.
Of course, yeah.
So I want to say, nobody should question a parent on the information that they curate to their children. If they did certain things they don't want them to see, mm-hmm. it's a parent's business. A lot of images. I think as men, you know, a woman asked me a question one day. She's very liberal. She said, who determines masculinity? The men do. Who else? She said, who determines masculinity and how and the level of masculinity?
Hmm.
Men should. She said, well, I don't want men telling me. No, I said, who controls femininity or whatever how you call it, the image of being feminine? I said, women, right? She said, yeah, but men influence how a woman should be in dress. She's right about that. That is true. So if you don't want no man telling you how it is, then as a woman, don't be telling no man how masculinity is. That's all I'm saying. You just said what you don't like what men do it. Okay. Well, men don't like what women dictate as far as masculinity.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, now, this ain't no men versus women battle of the sexes thing I'm trying to provoke. I'm just saying that as men in the family and the community, we should be able to call the shots on that. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? We should be able to control what's being on TV. I should choose whether or not I want my son to have this book, you know, son or daughter, this book, this, that, this various form of entertainment, this type of music. I should be able to control that. As a parent and as a community and as a society, mm-hmm. you should be able to control that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to say is monitor what's going on. Make sure you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Be ahead of the curve, meaning you have to do some research before it even gets to the point of coming to your child.
Mm-hmm.
Be proactive and not reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say. We're going to get up out of here. Where can they reach you at?
Mr. Z Zacchaeus. You can meet me at you can meet me over at in Instagram, Zacchaeus, ZACCHUSB73. You can hit me up on Instagram, or you can hit me up on Twitter, Wayne WAYNE Bacchus BACCHUS 2. Wayne Bacchus 2. That's Twitter. And on Facebook, just Wayne Bacchus. WAYNE, last name BACCHUS, Wayne Bacchus. Get me up right there. Or Wayne Zacchaeus Bacchus on Facebook, too. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very simple. You can catch me at The Fifth General.
Mm-hmm.
At The Fifth General on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Interesting topic next week. I'm not sure what it'll be, but we have topics written out. Matter of fact, I want to announce it.
Mr. Z.
Matter of fact, I want to announce it. What would you like to talk about?
Let's see.
Yeah, just to kind of let y'all know what to expect next week. The list is not in order. Just.
Mm-hmm.
Zacchaeus is looking at our topic.
Yeah, the topic right now. Maybe when good cops speak up.
Good. Next week's episode, when good cops speak up.
Mm.
We're going to try to do this every episode from now on, kind of give a little preview to what we're going to talk about next. Kind of helps anticipation mm-hmm. for the next episode. So we'll do that. Episode 9 will be when good cops speak up, Lord willing. Well, it should be that. You know, it's going to happen. Forget all that. It's going to happen. When good cops speak up, that'll be our next episode. All right. So, this is the Fifth General signing off.
And this is Mr. Z.
All right. Next time, tune in for another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.